Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, one of our favorite guests, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And Kelsey, when I read that they were going to renovate RFK Stadium, I thought immediately about you. Growing up, I remember RFK was rocking, and George Allen was the coach back then, and they had the over-the-hill gang, and they did get to the Super Bowl, didn't win it, and then after George left, a few seasons, kind of mata-mata, then all of a sudden, Joe Gibbs hits town, and you talk about a place that was deafening. I was talking to Bobby about this. He was like, man, for an outdoor stadium, it was so loud, and they would hit on, you know, the bottom part of that stadium, and it kind of shook like an old stadium used to shake at the bottom when things were going right for the then Washington Redskins. And so tell everybody, it kind of got lost a little bit in the news because of the draft and the coverage of it, but won't be too much longer, and we'll have a new RFK Stadium in Washington.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you touched on the nostalgia and excitement that's happening right here in Washington. I don't think I've ever talked to a past Washington player that didn't tell me how RFK Stadium would feel. You could literally, like you said, feel it shaking. But I think there's a lot of excitement in town. Now, D.C. is political, so there's a lot of viewpoints and a lot of opinions. But the press conference held yesterday at the National Press Club, right, one of the most iconic places for journalism in the heart of downtown D.C., for the team to announce this. And I will say a lot of Washington, D.C. natives, people born and bred in the area, they've been waiting for this moment. You know, it took me back to how Mayor Bowser, Maria Bowser, opened the press conference, Mike. She said, you know, promise made, and the crowd responded, promise kept. So this is something, you know, that she, you know, as a Washingtonian, native Washingtonian, had promised, somebody who knows what that culture is. And I always tell folks, Mike, D.C. is a football town. The burgundy and gold bleed here. And, you know, for so long, you know, it kind of got lost when the team wasn't playing as well. But with the excitement of last season and then this excitement and counting down to, you know, 2030, it's great. You know, it's so great to see Doug Williams in attendance and Daryl Green, right? We're talking about icons, you know, of the gridiron and, you know, folks like Brian Mitchell on the radio here in D.C., you know, getting a chance to talk about it. So I think you're exactly spot on. I think people are excited about the team, but everyone's just worried about the cost, Mike. Like any time, right, a stadium conversation is brought up, you know, in any city, and taxpayers and all that type of stuff. I think once you get past the politics of the deal, true football fans want the team back in Washington. They know it belongs in Washington. And now they feel like, you know, what they've been waiting for is finally, it finally feels like the first time it's coming. And I'll see even more exciting. A lot of folks are talking about the potential dome on that stadium when that rendering came out. Thinking about even bigger events that could be held at the stadium just beyond football, because D.C. is really trying to be a place that gets international events. You know, we have FIFA Club World Cup coming here to Audi Field this year. And potentially if this stadium deal goes through, if it's approved by the council, right, 7 out of 12 members being able to approve it. There's also just excitement about what other large sporting events could potentially come here to Washington, D.C.
Kelsey, you mentioned Doug Williams and Brian Mitchell. I'm going to let you answer it. Guess where they grew up in?
Oh, my gosh. You already know. The home.
Louisiana.
It was intentional I mentioned their names, right? And you talk about Louisiana, another place, you know, where football is embedded into the culture. But, you know, fans, again, were just so excited to see the smiles, you know, on these faces, again, of gridiron greats here that played in Washington. I think that's what folks are really excited about. And, you know, something this ownership group, Mike, has gotten praised on is their treatment of the alumni and really valuing alumni opinions. And so Josh Harris and company, I think this is just another check mark, you know, on this ownership group, again, kind of doing what fans have wanted for a long time in Washington.
Kelsey, you know, and I agree with you on Josh Harris, because Dan Snyder, I can say this is 40 years for me. I haven't heard one person tell me anything real positive about Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
But to see what happens with Josh Harris. But, you know, Josh Harris, one thing him and his family have to do every year, and that's send a Christmas present and card to Jaden Daniels. He sort of changed the world in Washington.
He did. He did. He brought hope back to Washington. I agree. I would say every holiday, really, they should be sending a gift to Jaden Daniels. And again, Jaden Daniels is truly one of the most popular people here in Washington. So I thought the timing of this was perfect, right? After a historic season for this franchise, you know, for this news to come, it's like the up and up for the Commanders. I'm telling you, between the Capitals, obviously, who are doing well, and who are, you know, have a big fan base here in Washington just because of their play, and Alex Ovechkin, the top team right now, even though the Capitals are, you know, again, being talked about, it's definitely the Commanders, and I can't tell you how many JD5 fans there are here in D.C.
Kelsey, a little bit about the draft with the Commanders, because everybody asks about. Now, you know, people watch Cincinnati today because of Joe Burrow. Now they're keeping up with the Commanders because of Jaden Daniels. A little bit about their draft. They went big man early with Josh Connerly for protection there. But how'd you feel overall they were able to fare out in the three-day draft situation?
Yeah, you know, I think attacking around the linebacker spot, round six, you know, the linebacker is something we talked about here in Washington, seems like for the longest time, Mike, you know, so always wanting to shore up that spot, making sure, I think Washington really looking to make sure they had some speed there. When you look at the guys who will be starting, you know, getting some depth behind them. And I think the other thing, Washington really looking at depth, and I think that was what was kind of exciting, I think, for the team going into this draft, is that they were able to add, you know, depth into kind of currently the needs that they have. The cornerback spot, we talk a lot about the secondary here in Washington, right? So Trey Amos also getting a lot of conversation here, because that being kind of a spot that Washington, not just fans, but right, journalists and everybody talking about, if Washington's able to shore up the secondary, this is a team that could get back to what they did last season and potentially, right, get to that Super Bowl spot. You know, Washington really is, Mike, being talked about a true threat in the NFC East, wanting to build off of last season. But, you know, it's funny we're talking about the draft, because I can't tell you, I think it's gotten lost here in Washington, because all everybody wants to talk about, Mike, is the stadium deal and the team coming back. And like you said, Jaden Daniels. So, you know, I hope these guys do get their fair share. There was a great draft party this weekend held at National Harbor here in D.C. So, again, folks excited about them. But I think last year's draft is still on a high, right, because Jaden Daniels delivered, you know, as a first rounder. And now I think these guys get to come in. These young guys get to come in. You talked about Josh Connerly, Trey Amos, but they're coming into a fan base that's excited. They're coming into a fan base where there's veteran leadership and veteran presence. You know, but again, I think Josh Connerly is probably the one being talked about the most, because as you talk about Jaden Daniels, everybody is talking about protection, right, for him being able to continue on. So again, the draft picks being talked about here in Washington, but maybe not as much just because there's a lot of good things right now happening with this football team. You mentioned Dan Snyder, and I don't think we're used to so many nice things, Mike, happening all one time for this Washington franchise. So again, it's just rewriting the culture, you know, starting a new history and keeping on the right track and foot for this Washington franchise.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Kelsey, you mentioned Trey Amos, and I'm a big Trey Amos fan because he's a former UL Raging Cajun, my alma mater. So he started there before going to Alabama, then Ole Miss this past year, where he was a first-team All-SEC member in 2024. Your thoughts on Trey Amos, the second straight year that Washington's used a second-round pick on a cornerback. Last year was Mikey Samer still from Michigan. This year, Trey Amos, and how they're kind of building that, I guess, secondary from the ground up with these with this draft capital.
Yeah, you know, Mike gets a lot of love here in D.C., especially after his play. And I think everyone thinks he's on the up and up, Jonathan Jones being another one talked about here in Washington. A guy that we've talked about on this show, right, Marshon Lattimore, also being talked about in Washington. But I think, again, Washington wanting to make sure on defense that they can shore up. That was a sore spot at times for Washington last season. And, again, this is a team that's going into the season on a high. There's a lot of positives being talked about. But I think Trey Amos, again, in terms of depth as, and when you think about injuries and stuff like that can happen over a season, there is a chance for him, I think, to make a true impact. I think what his experience, I think this is a guy that Washington fans, true football fans are experienced with, but I do think he will fare well here in Washington. And again, I think this is just another matter on the leadership of Adam Peters, really understanding what Washington needs, the tools and pieces, to really, again, continue to be a true contender when we think about the National Football League season upcoming.
Yeah, those Louisiana guys, they knew a little bit of stuff about
just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Now, their favorites here, I will tell you, there's a lot of excitement. Sorry, Mike, just about guys that come from the South here to Washington. They usually fare pretty well here.
They sure do. Last question for you. Were you surprised a little bit that some team didn't hire Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach? Because I know there are some pretty prominent people that really thought a lot of Cliff and thought, you know, hey, he'll deserve a second shot at this in the NFL. And he did a great job with Jaden Daniels you know, kind of easing that gap between college football and the NFL. It's rare that you can see a first-year quarterback play like what Daniels did. I mean, he looked like a seasoned veteran. That really shocked me, but it surprised me just how good he was and how consistent he was throughout his rookie season.
Yeah, I think when you see Cliff in Washington, I think it's just a testament, Mike, honestly, to what the ownership, the leadership in Washington, to everyone believing in what Washington is building. Like, I can't tell fans how long it's been since, you know, it's really felt like Washington could potentially get back to the top level in the National Football League. And so I think Cliff knows he's got the right guy. If there's anyone I'm going to bet on the National Football League, Jaden Daniels would definitely be one of those guys, especially when it comes to the quarterback spot. I mean, and look at the draft that we just had. What was the top thing talked about, right? The quarterback. And so I think he knows he has a good guy. I think he knows Washington's offense is on the up and up. So I think there were some people that thought, okay, we might lose him. You know, obviously he should get lots of nods and lots of looks. But I think it goes back again to what everyone's talking about here in Washington, culture, what's being built. Everyone buying it. You know, Dan Quinn talks about the team aspect in Washington. So I think everyone doesn't just say it, Mike. It's a true feeling in that locker room. It's just true feeling throughout that organization. And everyone really seeing that Washington is a team that everyone's going to have to look out for.
Kelsey, embrace that Jaden Daniels. Because, listen, he don't come along you know, every 10 years or something like that.
He is cherished.
He is.
I think the fans watch him like his mom.
And
very, very talented.
My thing is this. Don't let him get away unless he comes to the Saints.
I can look. If I said that on air, the Washington fans would not let me back. So they definitely would not want that to happen. But again, I think everyone's truly excited about what Jaden Daniel offers, what he brings, and this upcoming Commanders football season.
Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. Always our pleasure to have you on. Always do a great job, and appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you all so much. Great to join you all, and have a great one. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you, Kelsey. Kelsey Nicole Nelson does a great job not only covering the Commanders out in Washington, also covers the Ravens, covers the NBA team in Washington. Oh, Charlie, that ain't too good either.
Hey, man, they're going to be counting lottery balls in a couple days just like us.
Yeah, exactly.